be required to produce and turn over to the attorneys of record for the petitioner date books, log books, notebooks, or any other personal data belonging to Judge Preston Battle, or such personal files that he may have in his possession belonging to Judge Battle relating to the James Earl Ray case. Such records dealing with conversations with either Mr. Foreman or Mr. Stanton Sr. in negotiations of guilty plea in or out of the judge's chambers and proceeding the date of March 10, 1969. Now, the last preliminary motion, I believe Mr. Ryan filed in the court will read here. We have two more. Motion to direct the Sheriff William N. Morris to turn over to defense counsel, that would be petitioner's counsel, the name of a person or persons who constructed and designed or advised the construction and design of the quarters in the Shelby County Jail in which the defendant was incarcerated until his removal to the penitentiary of Nashville. Then the last so-called preliminary motion to require the Sheriff of Shelby County to turn over to his attorneys of record all in such records that pertain to visits inclusive of the dates and times of his former attorney, Percy Foreman, and his defendant's brother, Jerry Ray. And then, of course, we have the main motion for the production of books, papers, documents, and tangible objects, in which it is requested that order the clerk to produce to the attorneys for the petitioner and allow them to inspect and duplicate all items listed in Exhibit D, this motion. Now, Exhibit D is the order of the court. March 13th, I believe. Let's check here. Well, the court's copy is not marked as such. At least I'm unable to find the designation as Exhibit D, as referred to in the written motion of the attorneys that we are considering today. It is the order known as Exhibit 1 to the court record of March 13, 1969. Yeah, that is that. All right. So a request is made that they be allowed to examine the evidence and other matters that were included in that order, styled Exhibit 1 in the record itself of this case, and is also Exhibit D to this motion, the written motion. It is a rather lengthy listing, which includes 130-06 Remington rifle, one Browning shotgun box, one blue zipper bag containing the following: box number one, one channel master transistor radio, one pair of binoculars, one binocular case, one cardboard binocular box, one hairbrush, two cans Schlitz beer, one commercial appeal newspaper, one pair of pliers, one tack hammer, one Gillette shaving kit, one empty paper bag with York Arms cash receipt, one pair of undershorts, one t-shirt, 130-06 cartridge case, 130-06 caliber slug, 130-06 cartridge box with live and spent cartridges. Cardboard box number two containing the following: one pillow case, one white sheet, one rug, one styrofoam box, one 1967 Alabama license plate, one 1968 Alabama license plate. Cardboard box number three containing the following: one pillow case, one white sheet, one green sofa pillow, one dark blue sweatshirt, one black and gray sweater, one pair of walking shorts, one brown 38 caliber snub-nosed pistol, 5 38 caliber cartridges, and cardboard box number 4 containing the following: 2 Canadian passports, 1 hotel Portugal receipt, 1 birth certificate and vaccination certificate, 1 airline ticket London to Brussels, 1 envelope and correspondence with Kennedy Travel Bureau, 1 Kennedy Travel Bureau folder, 1 cash receipt from Top Coat, 1 copy of airline ticket Lisbon to London, 1 South African Airways timetable folder, 1 Rebel Motel registration receipt, 1 folder Bolt Film Company, typewritten letter October 5, 1967, typewritten letter October 22, 1967, typewritten letter November 20, 1967, order blank form, 1 provincial motel registration receipt, 1 sealed envelope bearing hand-printed name Eric S. Galt, 1 folder containing Dance Studio correspondence and P.O., that would be post office address, change of address, post office change of address correspondence, 1 folder containing Modern Photo Bookstore correspondence, 1 folder containing the following: photograph of Ray, signature of Raymond George Sneed, S-N-E-Y-D. Application for Canadian passport, statutory declaration of guarantor, entry and exit cards, Portugal. 1 envelope containing parquet apartment lease, order for suit, English and Scotch woolen, Alabama motor vehicle forms, 1 envelope containing the following: 1 8x10 color photograph of bartending school graduation picture, 15 individual photographs of Ray, 4 color photographs of Mexican stickers displayed on white Mustang, 1 photograph of deceased, 1 photograph rear of 422 1/2 Main, 1 photograph of Mulberry Street, 1 photograph of Bunner, approximately 424 South Main Street, 1 map of Mexico, 1 map of Atlanta, 1 map of Atlanta, 1 map of Georgia and Alabama, 1 map of the United States, 1 map of Texas and Oklahoma, 1 map of Los Angeles, 1 map of Los Angeles, 1 map of California, 1 map of Louisiana, 1 map of Arizona and New Mexico, 1 map of Birmingham, 1 map of Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, fibers Q114, from bedspread, pairs Q-206-7, James Earl Ray, 1 8x10 photograph of white Mustang, 2 small photographs of white Mustang, 1 window seal. Now this is identified as Exhibit 1 for the record and is the official public record of the state. So signed by Judge W. Preston Battle and dated March 13, 1969. The Post-Conviction Act of the state of Tennessee is an act that is not exactly patterned after the other some 28 to 32 acts of the other states of this nation. The Post-Conviction Act of Tennessee is an act that is sui generis, G-E-N-E-R-I-S, sui generis. By that I mean it is self-contained in and of itself within the chapters and within the context of the act. And you will find, as this court so holds, the answers to these problems and questions basically within the confines of that act. It was the intent of the act to give a post-conviction procedure act a procedure whereby a person who had been convicted, whether it be by guilty plea or by jury trial, a recourse as to the record of the former proceedings, as to whether or not in the course of their conviction any constitutional right of the United States or the state of Tennessee had been abridged in such a material way as to materially case that this court is aware of, and none has been cited by counsel for either side, to support the contention of the movements in this particular matter today, that they would be entitled to a discovery procedure as envisioned, as provided in Section 40, well, actually our Discovery Act as we know it. Now, 40-2044 is, of course, the rights of the defendant and Volume 7, Tennessee Code annotated. It is the opinion of this court that in a post-conviction procedure petition, the petitioner is limited to the record, because the law in this state is quite clear: a record may not be impeached. An official record of the court, the minutes or the record, may not be impeached, may not be collaterally attacked, except for fraud, the one exception. Now, of course, there are no such allegations in the petition at this time that is before the court. Of course, we're not ruling today